The reading is from page 1015 in the Bibles, from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, reading from verse 42. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you ever so much. David.
As I say, do you grab these purple books? And if you turn to the very back page, you'll see a smiling picture of the Queen and one of those verses that David has just read for us. Bottom, and that is going to be our verse that we're going to be coming back to again and again today. So keep that open in front of you. You should all have eyes on a book. If you haven't, stick a hand in the air. I'm sure Pete will be able to run around and deliver you a book. Okay. So as we start, we have all got people in charge of us, haven't we? Can we think of some of the people who are in charge of us? Any ideas of people who... Yeah, Gabby. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, yep, he's in charge of us. Yep, Eva.
Mummy and Daddy.
Mummy and Daddy, they're in charge of some of us, yep. The Queen, well, we're going to come on to her in a second. Anyone else we could think of who might be in charge of us? Go on, Gabby. Jesus, yep, we're going to come to him as well, surprise, surprise. Teachers, school, bosses at work, we all have people who are in charge of us, whether we're children or whether we're grown-ups. But at the top of every one of our trees is the Queen, as Amelie's told us, and we're going to be thinking about her in just a minute. And a leader is someone who should set a good example that we want to follow. That is the mark of a really good leader, someone who we want to be like and follow. Now I wonder, do we have anyone here who might be a leader? Chrissy, can you come and be a leader for me? Thank you. Now, does anyone want to volunteer to be one of Chrissy's followers? Come on, Emily. Come on, Gabby. Come on, Alex. Come on, Jojo. That's fine. Right. Chrissy is going to be our leader, and you've got some followers. And followers, whatever Chrissy does, I want you to copy. Okay? Do you think you can manage that? Whatever Chrissy does, you follow. So go. Oh, crouching down. Oh, we need to get a pilot gone. What are we going to do? Oh, star jump. Round we go. Well, don't follow the leader. Follow what Chrissy, our leader's doing. Oh, running through there. What are we going to do? Oh, spinning around. Watch where you're going. Don't get too dizzy. Reach up high. Oh, jump. Fantastic. Well, thank you, you guys. Go and take a seat. Thank you. Thank you, leader Chrissy. Thank you, followers. It was pretty easy, wasn't it? Whatever Chrissy did, you had to follow. Okay. And we're thinking we've got leaders at all levels, and as Emily's already said, if we're British, at the top of our pyramid of leaders is the Queen. She's in charge of the whole country. But as Gabby said, she's not the top of the absolute tree. Of all the leaders, there is one leader who is even better than our Queen, who is pretty amazing. And that leader is King Jesus. There's a wonderful quote on the back of this book. So there's one person that the Queen says, "Your Majesty," about. And that is King Jesus. And Queen Elizabeth, she knows this King Jesus. And she has been following him her life. She's been following King Jesus. And the Bible tells us what this King Jesus is like. We see that, first of all, King Jesus is a king who saves, is a king who says. So I can put that there. A king who. Say, if you've got that verse open in front of you, Mark 10, verse 45, it's up there on the screen as well. For even the Son of Man, that's Jesus, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Funny word, ransom. It means by ourselves, we are all tangled up in sin. We're tied up by sin and we can't get out of it by ourselves. We've all lived lives that have pushed God away, have gone against his perfect plan for the world. And that means that we are all in big trouble. Trouble that we can't get out of by ourselves. And if this was a superhero movie, this would be the point where we're all trapped in a burning building waiting for a superhero to come and rescue us, to swoop in and save the day. Now, King Jesus, the king who saves, is better than any superhero because he pays the price by exchanging, by swapping places with us. He gave his life to rescue us, to rescue his chosen people. He was the only person in all of history who could do that. Jesus is the king who saves. Now, as I say, our queen, she knows this. She knows that Jesus is the king who saves. Now, hands up, does anybody watch the Queen on Christmas Day after they've had their Christmas dinner? Yeah, every year the Queen speaks to the whole nation, the whole country on the TV. So after you've had your turkey and your sprouts and your Christmas pudding, she speaks to everyone. And particularly in the last 10 or so years, she's talked quite a lot about King Jesus, the King, who says that about 10 years ago, she said this. If you've got your books, you can turn back a couple of pages and you can find the picture that I've got on screen there. In 2011, she said, God sent into the world a unique person. So that's a one-off person, a special person, neither a philosopher nor a general, so not someone who thinks about things or a soldier who fights, although they're important, but a saviour with the power to forgive. Jesus is the one king. There's no one else who can save us from our sins. Not ourselves, not by being good, not by keeping rules, not by following other religions, not by trusting other leaders. No, Jesus is the only king who saves. But our verse for today from the Bible, Mark 10:45, tells us something else. It shows us that Jesus is not just a king who saves, but that he's a king who serves. A king who serves. You know, and leaders like the Queen, and even people who are not leaders like us, you know, we can copy the example that Jesus, the king who serves, sets us. Look at that verse again. Even the Son of Man, Jesus, didn't come to be served, but to serve. Now, Jesus is the king of the whole universe, not just king of one country. He's king of the whole universe. And yet he chose to serve, to use all his kingness, all his power, to help other people. Now, I want you to imagine that somehow you became king or queen for the day. You got... come back. Not that picture. You get the... I quite like that picture. You know, the crown gets to go on your head. What would you do if you were king or queen for the day? What would you do if you were king or queen for the day? Stick your hand up. Emily, what would you do? You'd have ice cream for breakfast if you were queen for the day. Gabby? Say that again. You let children have as many sweets as they wanted. I'm quite glad you're not queen for the day. Jojo! Don't worry. Anyone else? Anyone else, if you were king or queen for the day, what would you do? Eva, what would you do?
Have cake for pudding.
Have cake for pudding at every meal. If I was king for the day, yep, I'd have my favourite foods. I would make sure I go to all the nicest places I possibly could. But the thing is, being king or queen are not really ways that serve other people. They're just ways to make our life a bit better. Or to make our teeth fall out if we have sweets all the time or ice cream. But it's making us feel better. It's just what we want. But you know, that's not the sort of king that Jesus is. Jesus was the most wonderful, the most powerful, the most important person to ever walk about on earth. But think about how he used all that amazing power that he had to serve people, to help people. He showed us that he was the king who serves. Remember, he saved people from embarrassment at a party by turning water into wine. You know, he touched and healed outsiders who would never have been touched or loved by anyone, let alone a king. He turned sadness into celebration by bringing Lazarus and Jairus' daughter back from the dead. I mean, he didn't go around going, look at me, look how great I am, look at all the power, look at all the nice things I could have. In fact, you know, this verse from the Bible that David read for us came from a bit in the Bible where Jesus was telling his friends off for having that wrong idea. They thought it was all about them looking good. And he says, no, that's not how it's meant to be. That's not what Jesus is like. Jesus is the king who serves. And in the end, that means he gives up his life to rescue people. That's the sort of leader King Jesus is, a king who serves. You know, when Chrissy led our follow the leader round, let's imagine that King Jesus is there as the leader we're following. And he calls everyone else to follow him. And you know what? That is what Queen Elizabeth has done. That's what our Queen has done. She is following the king who serves. And she is the queen who serves. She is the queen who serves. Okay. Let's have a look at another bit that she said one Christmas time, 2014. She said this: for me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who serve and celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life. Now, the Queen is not perfect. She's like all of us. She sins, she makes mistakes, but she has lived her life trying to be a queen who serves, following the king who serves. And I've got a little quiz for us now. There are two answers to the questions. It's either A or B. If the answer's A, I want you to make a crown on your head. If you think the answer's A, it's a crown. If you think the answer's B, I want you to give a nice royal wave, okay, so you can practice your royal wave. So, a couple of questions about our Queen. How many years has the Queen been in charge? Is it A, 70, or B, 17?
70.
Fantastic. I'm seeing lots of crowns. Yep, 70 years. That is a really long time that she has been the Queen who serves. Okay, next question. During World War II, when the Queen was 18, what did she do? Did she A, stay in the palace and have lots of soldiers look after her? Or did she B, work as a mechanic in the army? Some very good royal waves going on there. Yeah, she worked, she trained to help other people. She could have stayed in the palace, but she didn't. Again, there's a picture from the book for us. Last question, how many charities is the Queen involved with? Is it under 20 or over 600? Oh, again, lots of royal waves. Exactly, 600. Over 600 charities she's involved with. So for over 70 years, the Queen has served our country and tried to help other people. You know, the very first Christmas Day speech she gave, way back in 1952, she said this. She asked for the country, for the people in Britain, to pray for me that I may faithfully serve God and you all the days of my life. She's always wanted to be a queen who serves. Now, yes, she lives in a big house, has lots of money, but she's trying to use her power for good and to help people, following after King Jesus, the king who serves. And, you know, even with all the nice things that the queen has, it's really hard to be in charge. And the Bible teaches us that we should pray for kings and queens. It's right that we should pray for our queen, as we have done today and will do at the end of our service as well, that she would continue to be a queen who serves. So we thought about King Jesus, who's the perfect king, who's the king who saves and the king who serves. And we thought about the queen who serves, who's following after King Jesus. But what about us? What about us? Because we might not be a leader. We might not be very important. But we can all be following after King Jesus, just like our queen has. Because first of all, if we're a queen, king, or if we're a normal person, we are all being tangled up in sin. And we need to be rescued by the king who saves. We need to let him be our ransom, to pay the price for us. If we've not done that, if we wouldn't call ourselves a Christian, then that's what we need to do. We need to follow the king who saves and trust in him. And over the next few weeks, we've got a perfect opportunity here at Trinity at 4. Come along. It might click on in a second. Come along to our Good News for Henry services. We've got 3 services over the next 3 weeks that will be great opportunities to spell out their key message, what the Bible is all about, what Jesus is all about, and what he has come to do, how he has come to be our king, who is a ransom for us, who saves us from our sin, our biggest problem. But if we are trusting in Jesus as our saviour king, then the challenge for us is to follow in the footsteps of our queen who serves. Now, children, young people, we are not in charge at home, as we heard. Mums and dads are in charge. That was God's plan. They set up mums and dads to be in charge of us at home. But we can still love and serve our parents by obeying them quickly. Like not waiting 4 or 5 or 45 times for them to ask us to set the table or to clear our room, but to do it quickly. You know, that's just a really simple way to love our parents and to follow King Jesus. He set up families and he wants us to love and serve one another in our families. You know, we're not doing what we're asked just so that we get a sticker on our sticker charts, but because we want to love our parents well and in a way that follows after the king who serves. Live in a way that's pleasing to him. And for adults, and for those of us who have grown up, how can we be servant-hearted in the way we love and care for maybe our colleagues at work? You know, we may be a leader, we may be a boss, we may not be. But how can we serve the people around us? Can we take a task off someone if they're really snowed under? Can we befriend that loner in the office who's really difficult to talk to? And you know, as we serve the people around us, will we take the opportunities to speak to them of Jesus? You know, the Queen every year speaks to millions of people through her Queen's speech. We don't have that opportunity. I don't think any of us get the chance to speak to the nation on a regular basis. But let's be looking for opportunities to see our colleagues' biggest needs, serve them with their biggest need, their need for a king who saves. Let's be thinking about who we can invite to those services over the next couple of weeks as well. So this Jubilee weekend, we remember and give thanks for our queen who serves. But we remember the even greater leader that even she's following, King Jesus. A king who saves and serves us. A king who offers us a rescue from our biggest problem and calls us to follow him as people who serve. Why don't I say a prayer for us as we close? Father God, thank you for our queen. Thank you that she is a queen who serves. But thank you even more for King Jesus, the king who serves us ultimately by going to the cross and dying in our place. Help us to have an attitude of service, as we remember that even Jesus did not come to serve, not to come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. In Jesus' name, amen.